It's great to see so many people here. For some of you, it'll be the first time. For some of you, carol service at St. David's is part of what you do at Christmas. And Christmas is one of the times of the year when we do tend to do the same things. The things we did last year, the year before. Some of us always wear the same jacket at Christmas. I remember when I was a little boy, my nan and grandpa always came to us on Christmas Day. We always went to them on Boxing Day. It was part of our Christmas traditions. And you may have traditions at home. I read in the paper recently of one family that's used the same artificial Christmas tree since 1922. You've got to think it's afraid by now. Certainly would be if it was in our house. And yet, we live in a world of change. We live in a world of change. So I wonder, if you have all your traditions at Christmas, what would it cause you to change them? But more, in terms of the direction of your life, what would cause you to change direction in your life? This year, we've seen change. We've seen a new president in the United States. We've seen a new pope. We've seen another Archbishop of Canterbury elected to the Church of England. Here in St. David's, we've had a change with Gareth coming on board. My team, Kettering Town, this time last year, were mid-table mediocrity. This year, well, some things don't change. Anyway. But just for a moment, just think about the things that do cause changes in our lives. It might be the birth of a child. It might be a new job offer. It might be a new relationship. Sometimes circumstances happen that cause change. Or it may be divine intervention. It needs to be something big if it's going to be a radical change in our lives. That first Christmas, as we've just been listening to those readings, show big changes. First of all, to Mary and Joseph. We've just read how Mary and Joseph travelled to Bethlehem to have their first child, wrapped him in those swaddling cloths, placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. A huge change. And that was followed by them having to go as immigrants to a foreign country to get away from King Herod out of fear for their lives. But just for a moment, it's the shepherds that we've just had in that reading that I want to focus upon. Because here were people for whom, well, tradition was going on. One night, they were doing what they always did. They were there with their flocks. It was dark. It was night. And they were expecting to go through the night, into the next day, everything the same as normal. And then there was that act of divine intervention. Suddenly, there in the sky was the angel proclaiming God's message to them. They heard the message of a child who had been born. And they went. They went to see that child. And they saw what had been told to them was true. And then they went back, explaining and telling everyone what they'd seen. A new job offer, if you like, to be those who spoke about the birth of the child. That first Christmas brought change. A new baby, new job opportunities, but actually also a new relationship. A new relationship. In that stable, as they saw that child, they saw the beginning of a new relationship. And that's what the angel had said. Today, in the town of David, is born a baby. He is Saviour of the world. And that's the heart of that new relationship. Because Jesus came to be our Saviour. because of our rejection of God, because we won't live the way God wants, we're cut off from God, and there's nothing we can do as humans to put that situation right. In our own human relationships, if things go a bit pear-shaped, we can do things to put it right, but not with God, because we can never be good enough for God. But what we could not do, God did in Jesus, and Jesus was born to be a man living among us, but born to die upon a cross, taking the punishment for our sin, so that we might be forgiven by a holy God, and a new relationship begins with him through Jesus as we acknowledge our sin and come to God for forgiveness. That night changed so much for those shepherds. It wasn't just that birth. It wasn't just the new job opportunities or even the new relationship. Part of it was to do with circumstances. They happened to be there at that point in time. Of all the hills in all the world, God happened to come into theirs. But it wasn't an accident. It wasn't a chance, because God is the God of history, and he was drawing history towards this point. And these men were chosen to witness the birth of the Son of God, partly because of their nature. As those who were on the margins of society, God chose them to witness the birth of his Son. It was an act of divine intervention, and it changed their lives forever. Now, friends, this Christmas, your Christmas may be going on just as every other Christmas, total chaos. You may be expecting Christmas Day to go along the normal patterns and normal lines that it always does. I wonder what can change it. What can change it? Could it be that this year, this Christmas, God wants to break into your life through Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem, and bring change to you, offering you a new relationship, a relationship with himself, and a new direction as a child of God and a follower of Jesus? And could it be that, in a sense, that circumstances have drawn you here tonight to hear what I'm saying, to think about these things, and as it were, to have an encounter with God which can change your life for all eternity? The great gift of Christmas is the gift of a child born to be our Savior, born to change our lives, to bring us back from alienation to God to being his children. If we are to change, we need to think very carefully about it. And two things just to mention as I close. First, if you wish, do ask me for one of these little leaflets, which about why did Jesus come, which the leaflet does exactly what it says on the tin. It explains why Jesus came. And then secondly, later on in the new year, we're going to be having a series of evenings thinking about the Christian faith, where you can ask any question you like. Find out, who is this Jesus? It's called Christianity Explored. Again, there are postcards about that at the back. We live in a world of change, and yet so often we're people who hold firmly to our traditions. For some people here tonight, it is a time for change. And God wants you to start anew in a new relationship with him through the child born in Bethlehem, who is Savior of the world. Let me just pray. Father, thank you for your love, that love which came down at Christmas in that child who grew up to be the man Jesus, who died for us on a cross, so that we might be forgiven, restored to you. May it be that this Christmas, perhaps for some for the first time, we really encounter Jesus in a new and living way. But for others of us who've perhaps been walking with Jesus for many years, may you strengthen, encourage, and challenge us this Christmas time. For his name's sake, amen.